You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Any size coffee for 99 cents. Emily is from Rockland. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
Emily's a hairdresser.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
What's the worst thing about having to cut hair?
When people ask for like 3 layers, you can't do that. No.
Or like when I was a kid, they would go into the salon and they'd like, which hair do you want? And I had long, curly, ridiculous hair. And I would pick like the girl with long brunette, straight hair.
Right.
Not today, honey.
The type of hair you have.
How many women still walk in with pictures of Jennifer Aniston's hair?
I've actually never had a Jennifer Aniston cut.
Wow. I think it's bravery to walk in and say you can have that kind of hair.
It's fine.
Emily, we kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that is still considered a loss for you. Kennedy with 2,258 wins, only 202 losses, and she has, in fact, now stepped into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. Question number one, the season finale of The Bachelorette was last night. Which show aired first, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
The Bachelor.
Question number two, Rosie O'Donnell says that she has received a lot of backlash from people out in public who mistake her for Roseanne Barr.
What?
Which of the women starred in the film A League of Their Own? Was it
Rosie O'Donnell?
Okay. Question number three. Seinfeld star Jason Alexander is KFC's new Colonel Sanders. Yes or no? The original Colonel Sanders was an actual colonel in the military. Yes or no?
No.
Question number four, an online dater was catfished and then scammed out of $12,000 recently. The scammer told her that he needed the money to build an orphanage. What was the first name of the host of Catfish on MTV? Or what is, excuse me?
It's Neve and Max.
Question number five, David Duchovny turning 58 today. He plays Mulder on The X-Files. Who does Mulder work for?
The FBI.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Emily from Rockland got 5 out of 5.
Whoa!
No way! Did I really?
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. You know why?
It adds to the suspense.
It adds to the suspense. I can't believe you knew that. Question number one, the season finale of The Bachelorette was last night. Which show aired first, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
The Bachelor.
Question number two, Rosie O'Donnell says that she's received a lot of backlash from people out in public who've mistaken her for Roseanne Barr. Which of the two women starred in the film A League of Their Own?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Question number three, Seinfeld star Jason Alexander is KFC's new Colonel Sanders. Yes or no? Was the original Colonel Sanders an actual colonel in the military? Yes or no?
The real live Colonel Sanders? No.
Question number four. An online dater was catfished and then scammed out of $12,000. Recently, the scammer told her he needed money to build an orphanage. What is the name of the host of Catfish on MTV?
I don't know it.
Question number five, David Duchovny turns 58 today. He plays Mulder on X-Files. Who does Mulder work for?
The FBO.
The FBO.
Now it's in my head. The CIA?
Oh. Okay.
Did I do so bad?
Okay. Question number one, you said The Bachelor, Kennedy. Guess what? You were right. Question number two, Rosie O'Donnell. Question number three, no, he was not in military. Question number four, you said, I don't know. That is not the host. It is Nev and Max. I would have taken Nev or Max.
Neve,
excuse me. Is it Neve? Neve. Question number five. You said the
I don't even know what
CIA,
I said.
I don't even know what I said.
FBI. It was the FBI. Crap.
5-3 is the final score. By the way, yesterday I screwed up too because you said William T. Kirk. It was actually
James
T. Kirk.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong.
That one didn't matter.
No.
Emily, congratulations. You just scored yourself $100. Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm awesome.
You are awesome. You are awesome.
She just am awesome. That
yes.
is amazing. I love it.
You are awesome.
Positivity.
I agree. Also, you got yourself 4 passes to Lake Compounds, the premier family theme park and water park in New England. So enjoy the cash, enjoy the tickets. Kennedy.
Yes.
What would you like to say to Emily?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Eastie, and I can't beat Emily.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.